Hey there, and welcome back to the Dad's Home Podcast. My name is Micah, and I will be your host this week. I've got some pretty interesting stuff to talk about, and I'm really excited to talk about it with you. All right, welcome back. So we talked about the last couple of weeks about some of the changes that have happened in our lives, and specifically with changes to Aiden and his schedule and how that has affected me and my wife and our family. And I wanted to talk about something that has really helped me. A practice that I've been doing for the last little bit to try and help my own mental state. And that practice is, I'm not even sure if it has like an official title or anything, but it's the act of being in silence. And what that is basically what it sounds like. Oftentimes, like, there's so much noise in the world, and a lot of times we add that. We add it with listening to music all the time, watching TV, reading, playing games, listening to podcasts. Like, we always have external input or influences coming in, and it doesn't give us time to really ponder and think about the things that are going through our minds. And I know that for me, a lot of the time I use those inputs as a way to silence the thoughts that I really don't want to think about, where I don't want to think about the stresses of the day or the things that I have to do or the many different problems that I have in my life. And when I block those thoughts by listening to music or always having that stimulation, I'm unable to process those things. And so I don't remember what it was, whether it was a podcast or whether it was an article I was reading. But they were talking about using silence as a way to process your emotions. And so over the last little bit, I've chosen to have certain moments of my day where I am allowed to sit in pure silence. Whether it was driving to work or driving to the store or during a lunch break, or right now, like when I have time to sit and record this podcast. Normally I'd be listening to music or playing on a game on my phone or scrolling through TikTok or something like that. And a lot of those times, like, you know, you have thoughts that you should be thinking about, stresses and, I don't know, difficult things that suck to think about. But I would just push them away. I would just bury them behind metal music or random stuff on TikTok, YouTube videos, something like that. And it's not a good way to deal with things. You can only bury things for so long until they all come out. And a lot of times they come out and they don't come out in a good way. And so I've been trying to deal with those things, and it doesn't have to be for very long. It takes me about 10 to 12 minutes to get to work and to come home. I have about an hour break, and I'll use about half that time, or even a quarter of the time, to silence everything around me as best I can, and just let my thoughts go. And so this has been challenging. However, it's been very productive for me because I've been able to process things a lot more quickly. Certain things that would irritate me before, I would really let them sit there and smolder or fester, you know. The irritants of my day, somebody said something that bugged me or got cut off in traffic or whatever the case may be, I would let those things like sit in my chest and in my brain and let them just irritate me. But since I've been doing this silence therapy, I guess we can call it, is I will allow my brain to get through those issues, my irritants, and then I just cast them off. And I think that this has been really helpful for me to process things a little bit better, a little bit faster, but also to be able to realize the thoughts and feelings that I have for my life and for the people and the things in my life. And I think that that's a really important practice to do. We can't bottle things up, and I've bottled things up for over 30 years, all the different emotions and experiences and things that have upset me over that time, and it's not healthy. I know that my marriage will be better off. Not that I have a bad marriage, but if you ask my wife, I'm sure that she would say that sometimes I have a communication issue, and I'm okay to admit that. I've bottled things up in my life for a long time. Being able to sit and think and respond and instead of react has been very helpful for me and for our relationship. It's an ongoing battle for me to be able to open up and express the things that I feel, but in a good way, in a way that is more constructive is the word I was thinking of, to where we can hash things out, disagreements or arguments or whatever, or even just ideas, and communicate in a way that it's a little bit more understanding for both of us. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, because as a parent, not just a parent of an autistic kid, but I've got three other kids and one teenager and one preteen that's basically a teenager. She's been a teenager since she was three. So being able to process these emotions and these thoughts is so very helpful, because if you're anything like me and you've got a bunch of kids at home, it can be a very loud place, and it can be very frustrating when you're trying to think or speak and you just, there's kids talking over you, there's other people talking over you, and you're not able to get things out, and so you just hold them in. Being able to, the silence therapy has been helping me to be able to wait and push off the frustration and be like, all right, yes, this is irritating me, but breathe. And through that breath and through that action, I'm able to just push that off a little bit more every time. And it's not an every time kind of thing. It's definitely I'm learning, and I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to keep doing. And so, while I'm not perfect at it, I feel like I'm trying to do better. And I think that being able to sit in this silence, to be able to let my thoughts happen, and sometimes they can be really upsetting thoughts or realizations, letting them happen and being able to actually process them, work through them, has been super helpful. And I know that it can be helpful to you. Along those same lines, this is the other topic I wanted to talk about, is being true to yourself. This has been something that I've struggled with for many, many years. Trying to be someone that I'm not. And not really like putting on a fake face or pretending to be someone. It's more of not being who I want to be. If you've never seen a photo of me, I'm a big guy. And I've been a big guy my entire life. Working on it. It's an everyday battle for me. But I've allowed that fact to basically dictate how I should dress, what I should do, what my limitations are as a person, as a man, as a husband, as a father. And that's not how it should be. I've been trying to accept that I am what I am at this point and be true to who I also want to be. I've been wanting to have a tool on my belt, so to speak, because I find that it's useful to have, especially while we're like raising chickens and doing things around the yard or whatever. I've wanted to have a knife that's not a foldable knife on my belt, because I've been in so many situations where I've needed one, but I've been a horrible, I shouldn't say this, I've not been able to have that tool on me, when I've needed it. And so that's one of the things I wanted to do was to have a fixed blade knife on my belt. And finally I just went out and bought myself one, and I don't ever buy myself anything. It's very rare that I do that. But I felt the need to. I felt like I needed to add something of who I want to be to myself now. And then the other week, I saw a necklace that I wanted. And I've never really been a necklace type person. But it was something that spoke to me. And it's just a pendant of an anchor. I love the ocean. I love being near it, being on it, being in it. The one time I went scuba diving in the ocean was a super serene, peaceful, and like magical moment for me. And so, and we always try and go to Oregon like every year. We try to. It doesn't happen all the time, but one of our favorite places, especially one of my favorite places, is the coast. And so I saw this anchor, and I wanted it. I wanted it because I wanted a reminder of not only the ocean, but what an anchor symbolizes. Of being tied to something, of being held fast. And this anchor reminds me of my relationship with God and my relationship with my family. And so whenever I put it on, I feel like I'm taking that and I'm holding on to that. So it helps tie me down and helps me remember why I do the things that I do, why I go to work, why I work in my business, why I want to do this podcast, why I speak the way I do to my wife and to my kids, why I decided to be better for them, be better for myself, and be true to who I am. And I realized that this may not be the vision that people, or the vision of the person that other people see of me, of who I am. But I don't care. Like, I'm not a people pleaser. I don't tend to cater to the masses. And more recently, I just don't care what anyone else thinks. And that has been such a freeing thing for me, to allow me to grow into who I am and who I want to be. And I think that's really important. So I think these two things come hand in hand, is being true to who you are, and also be silent and enjoy the silence. I know the first couple times that I did it, it was really hard. I had a lot of, like, a flood of different emotions and thoughts, and it was a little uncomfortable. Being able to hear your own thoughts, really, and let them be loud is pretty tough for the first few times. After that, I think that it gets a lot less loud, and it's helped so much. It's helped so much. And I know that these things will help me be a better parent. Help me be a better husband to my wife. And it will help me be a better person in general. And so with that, I urge you and challenge you to spend at least one moment a day. It doesn't have to be very long. It could just be a couple minutes. But to spend a moment in silence, let your thoughts be loud, and at the same time, be true to who you are and who you want to be. And with that, we'll see you next time. Oh, and one more thing before you go. If you're interested in seeing more information about stuff that we talk about on this podcast, and additional information about how to deal, handle, nurture, and help a child, whether it's yours or someone that you know who has special needs, please hop over to the Dad's Home Official Instagram or Dad's Home Official on Facebook, and get active in that community, and we will foster this community and make it one where we feel safe and non-judgmental, and be able to be ourselves, talk about things that we go through every day, and feel like it's okay. So remember, Dad's Home Official Instagram and Facebook. Look forward to seeing you there. Bye.